Do we need do we have a microphone for questions? It may be better because we are recording it, and then otherwise your question can't be heard. It's coming.
Excuse me. How do I stop my mind wandering off into the future?
Question number one. Thank you. And then it's coming to you.
You mentioned a couple of children's books that had pointed to the truth, and I'm wondering if you could tell us what they are.
Thank you. So first, there's the question about the mind wandering off into the future. Well, it's in the nature of the mind to do that. Bringing greater acceptance to this moment, greater yes to this moment. A little mouse wants to learn about presence. I suggest a few things in the book. Of course, there are certain techniques, like virtually any meditation technique is there to bring your attention into the now. So you could take up some meditative technique that is a helpful device. It's a good starting point to bring your attention into the now as part of your meditation. Now awareness is the essence of meditation. Awareness, which is now awareness, present moment awareness. The only obstacle with meditative techniques, sometimes there are perhaps basically two obstacles. One is some techniques give you too much time. They have too many steps that you need to master to finally become good at it. And that is closely related to the other obstacle in any meditation technique, and that's the meditator who is trying to get somewhere with his technique. Trying to achieve a state through the technique. So the technique may be beautiful, and the meditator is using it in the service of some future goal to be achieved unknowingly, because that's the mindset that the meditator brings to his or her meditation. Especially just very much the Western mind, well, most minds these days are Western minds. It's always goal orientation, needing to get somewhere, needing to, there's this energy going into. I've observed some Western meditators, they're sometimes admired by Eastern meditators because they look so perfect in their meditation, so committed, so they can sit for 5 hours. Oh, good meditator. Well, I should be. I've been doing it for 10 years.